This is The Gen de Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor and professional in education.
My name is Andrea Hernandez-Holm, and I am the director of the Writing Skills Improvement Program at the University of Arizona. I am also a poet and essayist. I identify as Mexicana, born and raised in Arizona. I actually grew up in central Arizona near the Casa Grande area, but I've been in Tucson now, since 1990 on and off. This is where I make my home, my family, my husband and my children, and now my career. I have really found a home here in Tucson, especially as a poet and as a creative person. I've had the opportunity to connect with a lot of the local artists. One of the things that has been most meaningful for me was in 2009, I attended the Mujeres Conference sponsored by the Sowing the Seeds, the Tucson. It was such a supportive environment that really allowed me to take confidence and pride in my writing.
Could you share about your work as the director of the Writing Skills Program in the University of Arizona, but also your work as a poet?
I'm the director now of the program. I've been there a few years. And what we aim to do at the program is to support academic writers to develop their confidence and their ability to meet their writing needs. So we're really focused on helping writers to develop their voices and to gain that sense of identity. It's funny because for many years, I tried to separate my professional work from my creative work, right? Where I was writing my poetry and presenting and publishing, but in a very limited fashion, and I wasn't really bringing that into what I was doing with the scholarly work. That disconnect was a form of protecting myself, right? That as an academic writer, you have to be very professional and you have to really write in a manner that is scholarly and perceived to be, you know, somehow elevated and correct. And I had all these misconceptions that being creative was not a benefit. There was a point where I realized, like, why am I doing that? Who I am as a scholarly writer and what enables me to help other scholarly writers comes from my love of writing.
Tell me about your book.
So my book, Not Enough Too Much, has just been released through Flower Song Press. It's my first collection of poetry that's published. This book is a reflection of all of the considerations that I've had about identity and who I am and how I get to be okay with sometimes feeling confused, sometimes feeling uncertain, but in the end feeling really proud about who I am as a Mexicana, as a Mexican-American woman who is not fluent in Spanish, who is third generation U.S., you know, there can be a lot of tension and conflict about what that means. Can I really identify as Mexicana? I explore those types of issues.
Do you have social media that you would like to share?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram under Andrea Hernandez-Holm, and I also have a website, and that is the same, andreahernandezholm.wixsite.com. If you're interested in ordering my book, you can find it at flowersongpress.com.
This has been Knitting Identities. Visit our program page at kxci.org. Production and engineering by Juan Hernandez. I'm your host, Dr. Nadia Alvarez, for KXCI Tucson.